Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories.
It's not the usual 4th of July, and it's not ending with the usual Macy's Fireworks Spectacular. This year, the show began with short displays in each of the five boroughs. It wraps up tonight in Midtown.
When we get to the finale, it is all about New York, you know? And so what is the most iconic New York song you can think of that is really that exit song, and that is New York, New York. So we're going to be seeing you know, what that means, and doing that on the doing that from the Empire State Building is really something spectacular. We're really excited and won't want to miss it.
The event includes virtual performances from John Legend and Alicia Keys, the Young People's Chorus of New York City, too, and more, as well as salutes to frontline workers. 1010 Winds, of course, is the official station of the Macy's fireworks display. Well, stay New York smart. That is Governor Cuomo's message about the holiday weekend. He says people need to be vigilant here as COVID-19 cases soar in other states. Cuomo says New York's still making progress fighting the scourge of the virus, even as infections rise out elsewhere. Nationwide yesterday, there were almost 52,000 new cases. That is the third straight record number, and it has many states looking at a holiday weekend like no other.
I cannot remember a time where the beaches were closed for both the 4th of July and Memorial Day weekend. Even during a hurricane, one of the entrance points to Miami Beach, it is locked up. Beach police do have enhanced staffing ready to go this weekend to make sure everything goes smoothly and safely. And up in Ocean City, New Jersey, they'll actually be handing out random prizes to people wearing masks to promote safety.
That is correspondent Victor Oquendo. The numbers are still rising in many Sunbelt states.
Arizona is one of many states seeing big increases in not only coronavirus cases, but also hospitalizations and deaths. Dr. Matt Hines works at Tucson Medical Center.
It's hard not to be a little bit heartbroken yourself when you have to call and tell the family that, you know, their mom's not with us anymore.
By the end of the week, there were more than 3,000 COVID-19 patients in Arizona hospitals, pushing intensive care unit capacity to an all-time high of 91%. Florida reported a record number of cases, more than 10,000 on Thursday, followed by some 9,500 Friday. I'm Tim McGuire.
The World Health Organization is calling on the globe to put up a fight now rather than wait for a possible second wave, describing the increase in cases as a second peak in the first wave. A different 4th of July means a different Nathan's Famous hot dog eating contest.
Today's contest at a secret location will not have an audience. There will be just six men competing and five women 6 feet apart, separated by plexiglass, as they try to eat as many hot dogs and buns as they can in 10 minutes. Host George Shea was determined to continue with this annual tradition.
And a lot of people are very excited about it.
12-time champion Joey Jaws Chestnut is raring to go, even though there won't be a crowd cheering him on.
Even my practices, I have somebody yelling at me. And it's weird because there's going to be people watching me but not yelling at me.
The competition will be broadcast live on ESPN. Steve Kastenbaum for 1010 Winds in Brooklyn.
Now, this year is different in another way. For the first time ever, people can legally bet on the contest. It's long been a favorite offshore, but now that sportsbook is legal in New Jersey, Colorado, and New Hampshire, you can place a wager. Major League Eating says that makes them as legit as the NFL and NBA. So you're not sure what reopened this weekend? Well, for some help planning your 4th of July, head to 1010winds.com. In Harlem, the holiday weekend began with the painting of a huge Black Lives Matter mural.
Clap your hands! The message is on Adam Clayton Powell Jr. Boulevard between 125th and 127th Streets in both directions on each side of the median. Reverend Al Sharpton says it's a message to the world from Harlem.
Black lives always mattered here. The rest of the world is catching up with where we always been in Harlem. When we paint it, we're painting it only to signify and solidify what we always live.
The project was organized by the group Harlem Park to Park, founded by local female business leaders like Trinesse Woods Black of Sylvia's Restaurant.
As we paint this ground today, know that the paint represents the blood of our ancestors. The paint represents Sean Bell. The paint represents George Floyd. The paint represents Breonna Taylor.
And with a joyful ceremony to kick it off, 16 different community groups got started painting the letters. The whole mural will be complete in about 3 days. Sonia Rincon, 1010 Winds in Harlem.
We'll get ready to pay more to park in the city as part of the effort to close a $9 billion budget cap. Thanks to the coronavirus outbreak, the city's raising the price for a second hour of metered parking. No word so far on just how much, but Upper East Side resident Diana tells 1010 Winds.
Hello, the rent is already raising. Everything is, they're raising everything. So I feel like they're like just trying to kick everybody out the city, honestly.
The rate hike is intended to bring in more than $12 million over the next 5 years. And so much for the effort to crack down on parking placard abuse. The Post says that the new city budget proposal eliminates the NYPD unit dedicated to placard enforcement. Officials tell the paper they're getting rid of 116 positions through attrition and zeroing out the annual budget. That all comes just a year after Mayor de Blasio announced the formation of the unit. City Hall says they now don't need that because the technology has improved.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.